Thank you, Lord. Today we're just going to focus on moving into that realm and just beginning to ascribe glory to Him. I'm focusing on receiving the oneness for Him to step out from where He is. And that final promise of I and my Father will come make our abode. For us, that means the King of Glory. It requires that we specifically focus in one area. And that's what we're doing. Thank you, Father, for the glory of this day that you maketh. We ascend up into the throne. We ascend up the steps of Zion. We come and stand with you where you are. We come and stand before the doorway in which we step in today. We step our feet today upon the carpet of red. We step our feet today on the path of life. Today we're washed in the everlasting covenant. We're washed in the blood of the Lamb. As we walk towards you and approach your throne, Lord, we receive the justification that is of faith. We receive today the abundant pardoning that comes by the blood of the everlasting covenant. We stand upon it today as we stand before your throne. We recognize and acknowledge that we have already been crucified, buried, and planted together, that our old man has been formally separated from us, that every chain, cord, and tie that bindeth has been released from us, that today we stand as a new creation before your throne. Today, we step into your righteousness. We step in to the glory of who you are. As you openeth the train of your robe to us. Today, we step into the realm of Christ, in which you clothe us in the plush white robe, just as you did Joshua when you took the filthy garments away. You put on a brand new robe. We put on a clean turban. I am, we are this day, the righteousness of God the Father in Christ. Today, we're found in you, not having our own righteousness. Today, we're found dwelling in your righteousness, in your standing, in your strength. Today, now today, we're entering into a finished position in Christ. Today, I am holy. I want you to put your hands and say, I am holy. Say that with your lips. I am holy. Come on, y'all. Say that with your lips. I am holy and without blame before you in love. I am the righteousness of God in you. I am forever perfected. Say forever perfected. Lord, I enter into your perfection now. I enter into your grace, your standing, your robe, your glory, your might. I come to stand in you, Lord, holy and without blame, Lord. Holy, unblameable, unreprovable, faultless. Say, faultless. You present me fault without fault to the Father. Now here you've exchanging. You're not standing in you now. You're standing in Him without fault. I stand in your standing of righteousness. Faultless. Without blame. Today I stand in the heavenly courts clothed in a new robe. Today I stand in the heavenly courts with a crown of righteousness upon my head. Today I stand blameless. No condemning sentence can be arrayed against me. There is no condemnation. There is no accusation that can be arrayed or assailed or assigned against me this day. All accusation has been canceled. All condemning sentences has been canceled. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Today we come and we walk out into the garden of the lily to consider, to meditate, to see, to behold you, the lily of the valley, the Father's perfection of grace, the Father's perfection of rest. Not even Solomon in all of his glory was arrayed like you. Today we enter into your grace. Today we enter into your rest. Today we enter in to your peace, to the rest, to the stillness, to the quietness, to the tranquility. We enter into your rest. We cease from all of our own labor, all of our own toil. We cease from all of it, toil, works, labors, strivings. You lift it all from us this day. It's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's by your Spirit, Lord. It's been a long journey for many people. Today we surrender all of our burden to you. Today we surrender all of our toil to you. We surrender all of our works to you. We surrender all our heavinesses, anxieties, strivings, cares. We consider you stand so resolute, so perfect in rest, so perfect in peace. So perfect in stillness. There is no burden with you. There are no cares. There's no toil. You stand free, full of light, full of grace, full of rest, full of beauty, Not even Solomon could find such glory. We receive your rest. We receive your grace. We receive the stillness, the harmony. Some of you are feeling the extraction of that weight and toil being lifted from you. Some of you are feeling the peace that passeth all understanding. Clothed as in the yoke. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. Today, we ascend into the mountain of the Lord. Today, we stand in the mountain of your grace. We have received the righteousness from the God of our salvation. We have received the blessing. We are solidified in standing in your mountain. Today, we thank you for all of the grace, for the finished work of every area of this mountain. That you have prepared a place for us in the Father. That where you are in the Father, there shall we be also. Today we ascend into the realm, the room of the Father's glory. Far above the world. Keep your eyes focused. Some of you need to become like a little child and run to the Father. Abba, Abba, Abba Father. We step into the realm of the Father of lights. We step into the realm of your grace. We step into the realm of your light. We step into the realm of your glory. We step into the realm, Father, of your might. You're the Father of lights, and every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above. Today you grant us all the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the King of Glory. That you flood the eyes of our spiritual heart with a revelation and the light of the King of Glory. For who is this King of Glory that's coming out from Zion in these last days? Father, you grant us all this according to the riches and glory to be strengthened brand new. The stirring within the heart, the stirring of the Lord. To receive all creative dunamis power, that Christ may stand up in us, that Christ may dwell in us, that Christ may walk in us. Father of lights, clothe us in the manifold grace today. Father of lights, grant us grace to stand in the throne room of the dispensation of the crown. Grant us grace to stand in the realm of joint heirship. Grant us grace to see this King of Glory. Father, grant us wisdom to behold this King of Glory. Father, grant us, as the Lord prayed, the capacity to behold the glory you have given to this reigning King, that you remove the scales from our eyes, that you remove the blinders from our eyes, that you remove the darkness from our eyes, You remove every scale, every religious veil being torn down this day. We take off every religious veil. Today we stand before you, Father of lights, with open face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the King of Glory. Today, with open face, we approach the realm of the King of Glory to behold the glory of the King of Glory, to see you with the eye of faith, to see you in the realm of the invisible, to see you, to behold you. Open our eyes, Father, to the Christ, the King of Glory in us, the hope of glory in us. Open our eyes to the divine union, to the perfected oneness, to the hope of this generation. We have received the blessing of the Lord to stand in your mountain. This is the generation, Father, that will seek your face, that will walk before your face, to stand in the finish line. Christ is our finish line. He is the hope of glory. He is the all in all, the end of all things and the beginning. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is all that we need, will ever need. He is the King of Glory, and all that you have has been given to him. As we ascend the steps into the throne room of the dispensation of the crown, grant us the divine focus. Grant us the capacity to see. Father, grant us special grace and special dunamis power for the calling that's been set forth of this house to receive the King of Glory in a perfected oneness and a habitation in the earth. Grant us this day, Father, the wings of a great eagle, the strength to rise, to pierce every veil, to ascend past every boundary, to shatter every ceiling, to walk out into your words, boldly go into this place you have called us to walk past the ceilings, walk past the boundaries, walk past that which is, into him that is to come. Today we ascend these steps, clothe and join Ersh. Clothe us in the robe and the mantle of joint heirship. Clothe us in the glory of this realm, Father. Clothe us in the honor of this realm. Clothe us in the dominion of this realm. Clothe us in the strength of this realm. Father, clothe us in the dunamis. For he sitteth at the right hand of dunamis power. Let us go before the heir of all things. I know what it is I want. I know what it is we're called to do now, Father. Hitherto before we asked amiss, I know what it is this house and who this house has been called to receive. Who is this King of Glory? As we ascend these steps into this throne room, into the throne room of the dispensation of the crown, Father, grant us the divine focus now as we come before the King of Kings, this glorious King that sitteth upon the high hill of Zion, this glorious King that's been set in the very highest place of heaven and earth. Lord, we come in to behold you. To thee we ascribe glory. To thee we ascribe honor. To thee we ascribe majesty. For who is this King of glory dressed in the battle array? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. For I see the ministering flames of fire that accompany the throne 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands and thousands of angels, all singing glory to him that sits upon the throne, all singing glory. Worthy are you to have received all dunamis power, all generational inheritance. Every king that went before you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Caleb, David, Solomon, Zerubbabel, you inherited all of the plantings of the Father. You inherited all the inheritances of all those that went before you. You inherited the blessings of Abraham. You inherited the covenant of Abraham. You inherited the glory and the promises were all fulfilled in thee. For in thee, the father of many nations, I have made thee. In blessing I have sworn that in blessing I would bless thee. And in multiplying, I would multiply thee. You are this son that has been given. You are this king that sitteth upon the throne. In the increase of your government and peace, there is no end of what will come out from you. This day you are the inheritor, heir of the key of the house of David is upon your shoulders. You are the inheritor, heir of Eliakim's key, the treasury key, the worshiping key, the governmental key of the house of David and Solomon. The glory of this latter-day house will be greater than the former. Greater than Solomon's day, greater glory, greater wisdom, for I say, as you said, a greater than Solomon stands before you, clothed in the wisdom of the Father of lights, clothed in the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience, for you do wear the perfected crown of wisdom, far greater than Solomon's, far greater than David's. It is the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience that allows one to walk up and down in your name and to and fro the whole earth. Omnipresent in operations with him that was and is to come. There is no boundary to what man can behold, see, and walk in. You hold it all. The inheritor heir. You stand in the seat of all dominion upon your ascension. There was given to you, the King of glory, a dominion, a kingdom, and a glory. Who is this King of glory? All heaven and earth bow before your name. All power has been given to you in heaven and in the earth. For it pleased the Father that in you all fullness would dwell. It pleased the Father that you would be and is and are the appointed heir of all things. It pleased the Father when you said in John 16, all that the Father has is now mine. The nations are your inheritance. The uttermost parts of the earth are your inheritance, the peoples, the kingdoms. You're the governor of all nations. You're the governor of the nations. I will bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, the inheritor of my mountain. This glorious quest for this mountain all of our life. You wear the crown of this mountain. You wear the inheritance of this mountain. You wear the glory of this mountain. You are this King of glory. Mighty in battle. The Father is with you. The seven spirits of God is with you. The angelic army of heaven is with you. Honor, glory, and majesty is with you. Yet, you've given this king his heart's desire. You have not withholden the request of my lips. This king will joy in your strength, O God. You have given me the request of my lips. You've come out to meet us with a blessing of goodness. I stretch this house today. Stretch them further than they've ever been stretched before. Stretch the curtain of the habitations. Stretch the boundary of their belief system. Stretch them in to understand we are the gates. Lift up your head, O you gates. Be you lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. For it's the hour, and you will step into the earth. It is the hour, Lord. It's the hour that you will step into the earth. You are Zerubbabel. You are the one to bring out the final crowning stone. You are the one to bring out the plumb line in your hand. You are the one to bring out the great seven spirits of God that will be released into the land. You are he that was and is to come. You are this day Alpha and Omega. Who is this King of glory? Mighty in battle. We stand before you today. Heirs. Joint heirs. A generation. Kings and priests that will rule and reign with you. For you have been made to have dominion over the works of the Father's hands. This is that hour. This is that day. Stir your people in a brand new way. For it is the time. The signs of the times are with us. We come to receive you. Your glory you have given already. It's already been given. It's already been positioned. As we are in you, where you are in the Father. Now you're in us. You step out into us, and the Father is in you, bringing the Father with you, bringing the seven spirits of God with you, bringing the angelic host with you, bringing every inheritance that you possess as the King of glory. Today I stand boldly. I stand before your throne. To receive what you have already been given. To receive you and your promise. To stand with us. To be a wall of fire around about us in the earth. And be the glory in our midst. Christ. I stand and receive your fulfillment that I and my Father will make our abode with you in the earth, the perfected oneness, that you would stand with us as the King of Glory to administrate the power, dominion of the crown, the glory of it, the wisdom of it, the strength, the might, the authority, the mandate that's been given from the Father. Let our hands be your hands. Let our feet be your feet. Let my heart be your heart. Let my mind be your mind, already given the mind of Christ. Stand and execute the counsels of the kingdom of God within us in the earth. We relinquish the right of our body, our temple. Today we are, this day, the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will walk in them. I will be a father to them. As you have been with David and Solomon in his temple, as you were with Moses in his tabernacle, you promise to stand with us, to be the glory in our midst, a promised generation where you would manifest your glory in the midst again. That you would stand in all of your authority and all of your dominion and all of your might and all of your inheritance with the seven spirits of God and with the Father. All that you had promised has already been given. My glory I give, Father, grant us to see it, to see Him whom our soul loveth, to see this King of Glory. To behold Him. To behold Him. To behold this King of Glory. We lift up our gates. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your heads, you everlasting doors. This is the generation to pass before the face of God, to stand before His face and receive. You're finished, Lord. We don't have to go up in time. You are the inheritance of all time. You have it all. You have everything. You've already standing at our end. You're standing at our beginning. You're Alpha. You're Omega. We just need you. We just want you. But we want the specific you. We want the King of Glory, you. I love those who love your presence. I love your presence, but I want more than your presence. I want the King of Glory, the promised one to walk, the one that will stand with the two witnesses as the Lord of all the earth, to stand with your church as Zerubbabel. That will bring out the crown as Zerubbabel. That will bring out the crowning stone. You're the one that brings out the plumb line to align all things to the Father's will. You're the one that brings the seven spirits of God with you. It's all yours. You're the appointed heir. You're our express image. You're everything the Father wants us to be and more. Just as I enter your righteousness, just as I exchange who I am for who you are, I exchange this day my humanity for your royalty. That no longer I that liveth, but royalty lives in me. No longer I that liveth, but a king dwells in me. I gladly surrender right of body. I gladly surrender right of temple. I gladly surrender right of will for the oneness to be perfected. Open our eyes. to see what you have given us. Open our spirit to behold and receive this King of glory, to stand in us in the anointing without measure, to stand in us with the glory of Him that was and is to come, to stand with us in the earth to administrate the counsels, the plans, the purposes, all that the Father's already yours. I need not know everything. I just need the one who knows everything to stand inside of me. In the earth, you promised the oneness. I saw you in that encounter step off your throne and walk right into me. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I say yes and amen. I am one of those that are part of a whole generation to stand before your face and receive the promised land. You are the promised land. You are every promise we could ever need. You are He that was. You hold everything. There's nothing you don't have. You are the only one that can bring all of heaven into the earth, Lord. You're the only one that can bring the Father down. You're the only one that can bring that whole army of angels down. You're the only one that can bring out the seven spirits of God. You're the only one that was worthy to open the book. You're the only one. To Him who sits on the throne, this King of glory. Who is this King of glory? Just what have you offered this generation? It matters not what we've been through, who we were. That is not who we are. We are joint heirs with you. We join with you in what is. We join with you in what is to come. We join with you in the dominion and the authority. We join with you as joint heirs. Reach, my friends, higher than you've ever reached. Ascend higher than you've ever ascended. Stand in His position of joint heirs. You have been raised all the way together with Him. This is the generation that will know who they are, crucified in the old, that the fullness of this King of glory may dwell, walk, and administrate the kingdom of heaven in this last hour in us and through us. The shaking of nations. Once again, you will shake the heavens and the earth. Stand with us. For 7 days of light before the great army awakens. Oh, you're the one that's going to stand in the great giant that awakens. You're the one that's going to stand down in this great giant that will reach his hands into the heavens. You're the one that's going to turn all things upside down. You're the one that's going to speak through us with authority, heal with a spoken word. You're the one that's going to set the captive free. You're the one that's going to walk into the gates of Mammon and possess them. You're the one that's going to possess all the gates. You are the possessor of heaven and earth. My body is your body. My temple is your temple. I keep this word now, Lord, as I have kept every other word. I keep the final one. The word that you spoke, my glory I give to thee. Father, I in them and thou in me, You are in us where we are, my Father and I, to make our abode in you in the earth. A wall of fire around about, and glory in our midst. Glory in our midst. Manifested King of glory standing in the midst of his church to execute the dominion, the counsels, and operations, plans of the Father. You are the one we are receiving. I will not back down. I will not turn aside. I will not go backwards. All my life was for this moment, to understand who you are and to receive you into the earth. It is you that the world needeth, not us. Your church is not getting it done, Lord. We need heaven on earth now, Father. Your perfect will to be done on the earth. The one that sits on the throne will get it done. The King of glory will get it done. He'll get it done, Father. He'll get your will accomplished. He will finish what he has begun. He is the finisher. He is the performer of your will. He is the doer. And it is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. He is the maker. He's going to create this day, standing in the midst. Oh, Father, it's so much greater than what we've had. It's worth the journey to see what we see. Seal the prayer, Father. You know we will not let go. You know this is our inheritance. We are forever perfected in it, forever convinced of it. Before we ever came, he that cometh to God must believe. He is the rewarder. You're going to reward us with the greatest reward ever, Father. One that I did not see until last week. You're rewarding us with the King of glory himself. Stand with us, the Lord of the whole earth. Thank you, Father. With all of our heart, thank you. Thank you. We give you glory. We give you glory. It has already been given. It has already been promised. It has already been given. I and my Father will make our abode with you. You already said you were bringing the crown out. You already said you're bringing the seven spirits of God out. You already said you would be the wall of fire around about us and the glory in our midst. You already said the seven spirits of God would be poured out into all the earth. You already spoke the end. You wear the crown. You wear the authority and dominion to close out all nations. With a rod of iron, you will rule them. You will break every nation that will not follow. They will be broken. In this hour, they will shake with violence. They will shake with authority and dominion such as the world has not seen. The enemy knows the end is near, but not until the church reigns with you standing at the helm of your church, in the earth, crowned, crowning your people with the very crown you wear. The visible manifestation will be everywhere. Everywhere, says the Spirit of the Lord. You will see the glory everywhere. Signs, miracles, wonders everywhere. Do not be dismayed. Do not turn aside. See what others cannot see. Behold, set your eye and fix it upon the promise, and you will surely receive. I did not bring you this far to leave you. I am with you, Emmanuel. You will know when I speak through your mouth. You will know when I heal through your hands. You will know when I lead you to possess gates. You will know the dominion and the authority of the King of Glory and his army has come down into the earth. Borisa nona mandasa. Who is this King of Glory, mighty in battle, dressed